Hello, I'm very happy to be with you, also if heaven virtually, and welcome to this FOSDEM 2021 real-time communication development session. I will speak about how to meet register in SIP environment, and how this can be an interesting option to anyone that want to scale PBX. And I'm Giovanni Maruzzelli. I'm a consultant. I take care about interesting projects, and I'm around since a long time. I wrote some book and I've done some speeches around, and you can Google for my name and you will find all things. Let's establish some terms as the first things, because my speech today is not addressed to the old hands that knows all the in and out about proxies in SIP environment, but is more broad, and my target will be more the average asterisk or free switch administrator, or anyone that has to scale or make more robust PBX environment in a enterprise situation, or in public administration or such things. So the register is a method, a SIP request, a SIP message, and is the way that the phone uses to make himself known to the server. And in this way, the server will be able to relate the phone SIP identity to the physical address of the phone, so it can send the call to the right phone. And a registrar is a logical function that is resides inside the server, and it can be a separate software or part of the more general proxy software. And it takes care of answering the register request that comes from the phone, and taking info from the phone, it will fill a database that contains the identities and addresses of each phone. User location, again, inside the server, is the function that allows the server to know where to send a call, so where an identity is the address or more addresses that are related to that identity. It's a share the same database with the registrar. So let's say that the registrar fill the database or do the insert and delete, and the user location function do the queries and the select. Each PBX, each SIP server needs to know where to send the calls. So it needs to know to each SIP address where is the phone, where is the IP address of the phone, and how to send a call to him. So let's see a procedure. A call arrives to the PBX. The PBX verifies if callee is one of its own. And if the callee is registered, it will send that call to the phone. If it's not registered, it will start to play the voicemail introduction, and then we'll start with the voicemail application. The register messages that the phone sends has a very, very important parameter. Is the expires, the expiration time, that the phone proposes to the server. Actually, it's not important what the phone tells, because the all-powerful in this relationship is the server, and the server will answer to the phone and will tell the phone an authoritative expiration time that the phone will be obliged to respect. So the phone will must re-register, so send another registration before the registration expires. If the registration expires, if it doesn't send another new registration before the registration expired time, the server will delete his record from the user location database, and that phone will no more be reachable and will be not registered. What all the effort to do a mid-registering is to allow for scaling, because registration are can be heavy transactions, particularly if they have to hit the database, and particularly If you have a robust number of registration, you may make your mind that if you set the phones to register each couple of minutes, they will actually register in much less than that time, maybe one time each minute. And if you have, let's say, 1,000 or 10,000 phones, it makes a lot of transaction each minute, and you will have a strong stress on your system if the system is not optimized for this kind of traffic. And we have in telecom industry two kind of servers, particularly in TCP. One is called back-to-back user agent, and there is a special dance for the back-to-back. It's like a free switch or asterisk, so most of you are already familiar with it, and is optimized to interact with connecting calls and manipulate the audio and video streams. The proxy in SIP parlance, and is like OpenSIPs or Camaleo, is instead optimized to manage a big number of signaling, and let's say to shape the traffic and route the traffic between trunks. And we have this fair division into this industry between where we want to put all our efforts to take care of the content, and in this area you have a free switch and asterisk and so many applications for them, and on the other hand you want to use Camaleo and OpenSIPS for all that is outside the media and the application server, and so for security, balancing, user location, presence, all the very frequent transactions. Mid-Registrar is a new concept that has been introduced since a few years, that inserts itself between the phones and the main register. And in this way, it allows to decouple the functionalities of phones from that of the main register. In this way, the phones only deals with the mid-register, and the mid-register will deal with the main register. Let's save here a small schema, and we see the phones that are interacting with the mid-register, that is here. We will use free switch and OpenSIPS as example, but you can have the same things with Asterisk and Camaleo, for example. And then you will have the main register here into the free switch farm. This is the page of mid-register in OpenSIPS, and we will have those parameters and many, many others that will be useful in our usage. So the genial thing of mid-register is that it lies completely to the main register. And it's all its lies are about expirations, time, and contacts, so addresses. The phone register with the mid register, and the phone will give its own identity and address to, let's say, OpenSIP. The phone will get from OpenSIPS a very short expiration time, because we want to have our phones very reactive and very and want to have reconnection and frequent transaction with our phones to be sure they are reachable. OpenSIPS will send to the free switch a registration that is with a very long expiration time, let's say 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, and will substitute its own physical address to the address of the phone. So, to free switch, all the identities, all the address of records have only one contact, so have only one address, and all of those addresses are the address of OpenSIPS. When free switch want to send a call to one of the address of records, it will send the call to OpenSIPS. It will be OpenSIPS that will check into its user location database and find out where the real contact, the actual contacts, the real addresses are for that identity. And make your mind that you can have much more than one contact for each identity. For example, you can be registered from your desk phone and from your soft phone in smart working and in office, etc., etc. Here again, we have the little schema just to refresh. Each time the phone re-registers with OpenSIPS, so in less than 120 seconds, the MID register will tell nothing to FreeSwitch. And it will take 1 hour before FreeSwitch will tell again, before OpenSIPS will tell again to FreeSwitch that the identity is valid for another hour. If the phone fails to register in more than 2 minutes, at that point, OpenSIPS will send FreeSwitch a deletion, a deregistration. So, in this way, we have that OpenSIPS, if all is good with the phone, will send a message to FreeSwitch only one time each hour. But if there is something wrong with the phone, OpenSIPS will immediately send the deletion to FreeSwitch. And at the same time, you can have multiple registration from different phones or soft phones or whatever, and OpenSIPS will accumulate all those different addresses into the user location database and will not tell nothing to FreeSwitch. It will take care himself to send all that when FreeSwitch want to send a call to another software records, it will be OpenSIPS that will send many parallel calls to all the contacts that are registered in user location database. We have a problem. The app, the smartphone app, want to save the battery. We all want to save batteries in our smartphones. So, how to manage this without having the app always wake up and always sending registration to the server? We will use push notification. Both Apple and Google support this at the very low level. So they are able to locate and send with their own means a signal to the smartphone that it has to wake up the app. And OpenSIPS MID Register implements the latest RFC about push notification. So it's the one of the very few that has implemented this RFC. And we are able to use this standardized way to send a push notification to the smartphone that will wake up the app. The app will register with the server, with OpenSIPS in this case, and OpenSIPS at that point will send the call to the smartphone app. And obviously, in this case, we don't want the application to wake up very often, so we will have a very long expiration time for the app, let's say 1 week, and on the side of FreeSwitch, more than that, maybe 8 days. And for FreeSwitch, it will be totally transparent and will be just one address of record like the others. And one important thing is you want to have a mean to realign the registration between OpenSIP's main register and FreeSWITCH main register, and you can use a script for that and have it ready so you don't have to wait for the expiration time. It was very strange to speak alone to my monitor. I'm very happy to be with you, and I will await for your questions.
Hello, and I'm here with you. I'm trying to take your questions, and maybe I saw that there has been some question about the RFC and those other things. And for what is my take, the interesting thing is that in OpenSIPS with the support for RFC 8599 in both in registrar and mid-registrar, we have complete support for push notification. And unfortunately, there was little time to go into detail because it was only 20 minutes. And I was trying to make sure that I laid down the basis before to delve into details, but it took too much to lay down the basis. And so the concept is you have your app in your smartphone that like you have Slack or you have WhatsApp, and your app will ask when you install the app, your app will ask the smartphone to re-register with the push notification server. So your smartphone will actually be registered into Google or into Apple to receive the push notification when the owner of the app, the distributor of the app, send some signal to the Apple service. That signal will, let's say, arrive to your smartphone, and your smartphone will know that it has to wake up that particular application that has registered with the Apple or Google service. So all this, what it means? It means that since we were doing a long time, you are able